As we move into the last weekend of April, musically the month's ending with quite a finale. As she does every Friday morning, Mara Davis stops by with a preview of who's playing where. Hey, Mara, good to see you again.
Good to see you. I'm blowing in like a wave of pollen. I'm
just getting in there. Oh, yellow and dusty.
That's right. So tonight, I highly recommend this show at the Tabernacle, Nickel Creek, a phenomenal three-piece bluegrass band. Now, they have been around for a while, but you know, you've got the popularity of Mumford & Sons and the Avett Brothers and the Lumineers, but they have been at it for so long, and their music is magical.
Because they're sure that there's more. What a great way to start.
They've got a new album out called A Dotted Line, and they've been playing together since they were kids. I think Nickel Creek, they're wonderful.
This is their first studio album since 2005, so there's been quite a stretch in there.
So the next show I want to bring to your attention, Steve, is really for the bluegrass lover. I learned about Merlefest years ago in Wilkesboro, North Carolina, which is pretty much the premier bluegrass festival in the South, even in the country. And the Steel Wheels will just be coming from Merlefest to the Red Clay Theater. And this is a brand of mountain music that it is bluegrass in the purest form. I think that's why I like bluegrass music so much.
It's something that's truer, deep as the ocean, true as the white lines keep me from you.
That's Steel Wheels at the Red Clay Theater on Sunday night.
First time I saw Springsteen was at the Omni years ago in Atlanta. I was exhausted after the show, and I was just sitting in the stands. Bruce Springsteen, my gosh.
Well, he gives it everything he's got, and he has not slowed down. Just an incredible live show. I mean, I've seen him so many times, and it is truly different every time you go. And he's got the new album out called High Hopes, which is really great. It's got, you know, I like how Bruce is very unpredictable in his music. It's not the same thing every time. He's incorporating new sounds and backup singers and new instruments. I mean, what more can you say? It's the boss, the boss. Bruce Springsteen at Aaron's Amphitheater at Lakewood on Saturday night.
So just 2 weeks after the Atlanta Steeplechase was held at Kingston Downs, an event that's really a little bit different than horse racing.
You think?
A little bit.
There's going to be none of those hats left over for the Counterpoint Music Festival.
But you do want to watch where you sit.
That's right. So this is a cool thing, especially the highlight of it, which is Outkast. I mean, these two guys just can't quit each other, and they're back together and they're headlining the Counterpoint Music Festival, which is very, very exciting. I think for Atlanta, too, with Andre and Big Boy, I mean, these are our Atlanta guys, and they're the headliners, but you can also see Foster the People, Matt and Ken, Janelle Monáe, J. Cole, Soundtribe Sector 9. I mean, this is going to be a huge festival. Bulldog like them Georgetown Hawkins. Boy, you kind of silly. Think my room is sitting pretty doing donuts. Why you suckers like them suckers around? It's the Counterpoint Music Festival all this weekend. Well, that's gonna bust you in the mouth with the chorus now.